The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Welcome to Fired Up Friday. Let's get right into it. There's a whole bunch of stuff I want to talk about, but first I want to address this issue of racism in America. I want to beat it into the heads of anybody who's listening that America is not a racist country. Let me just tell you and explain to you and expose for you the hypocrisy that these people are bestowing upon the people to push a fake narrative of racism in America. If America, and I'm going to say if America was racist, but let me just say this. I'm gonna throw some terms out there, and I almost need to make this like a game show. Imagine if a white person said this. That should be the game show. Imagine if it was a white person. Now, you can see on television, they say, Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. And I want to go to a HBCU. I don't feel comfortable going to white universities. I want to go to a black university. You know, I feel safer around black people. All these things that black people say, right? Now, imagine if a white person said it. Imagine if white people were going down the street yelling, White Lives Matter. White Lives Matter. And they had pumping their fists in the air saying, White Power. Or White Power. What do you think is going to happen? What if white people said, you know what? I just don't really feel comfortable. I don't really feel comfortable going to a school with black people. I really much rather go to an all-white school. That's what they say. No, I don't want to have a graduation with black people. I want to have a separate graduation for my people. Imagine if a white person said that. But black people can say that every single day, and it's totally fine. One of the other things that I thought about is the N-word. Black people say it all day long, and when white people say it, it's a problem. I don't understand the hypocrisy. And then you have racism, this fake faux racism in our country that's so strong that even when black people do stuff against black people is racist. Explain that to me. If a black man kill another black man, they won't say that it's the black man's fault he killed his brother, the one he claimed Black Lives Matter for, and he just killed him. No, it's white. It's systemic racism and white supremacy back in our ancestors that led that man to then sleeping with that woman. And then his kid grew up without a father. And then that man ended up killing that other man because of white supremacy. No, brother. It's not white supremacy. It's called godlessness. Godlessness. When you are not in tune with God, things go astray. I believe that black people in this country was thriving at such a breakneck speed because of the honoring of God during a time in America where black people were not treated or seen as equal. But they pursued God. Therefore, marriages were at a high rate. Only 20% or so of children were born out of wedlock. Do you guys know why? Because if you had a baby out of wedlock, you were shunned. You were shunned. You were embarrassed. You embarrassed your family. You running around looking like a little what is the term? You just fast. That's how I used to say it when I was growing up. Just run around fast. And you got a kid out of where you're not married. You shame your family. And so young women more than likely would not end up finding themselves in a position where they sleeping with Tyrone, James, and Jonathan and end up getting pregnant and be on a TV show talking about who the daddy. It was more important for you to understand God growing up because you had your mother and father in the home. And men and women had traditional roles where the man gets up and goes to work and mom take care of the kids. And they can see the dynamic of mother supporting father, mother being loving and compassionate and doing things around the house while the father went out and worked. I honestly believe, let me tell y'all this. And I normally don't say this in my first segment, and I'm normally screaming at this point on Fired Up Friday. But let me just say this. I think that the godlessness of our society put women in a weird position that was created to destroy our country and destroy the household and not advance. Let me give you an example. There's a concept of advancement that seems like advancement to some, but when you look at it in reality, it's not advancement at all. If I were to go and give you $1,000, you would feel like that you become a richer person. You have more money, but if I don't give you that with the tools necessary or the education necessary to spend that effectively, I'm not really helping you. I'm hurting you. And I believe that concept had happened with this whole movement of feminism. Empowering women, quote unquote, to be equal to men, not to be reach women's full potential in the country, but to be equal to men, in my opinion, was a thought from the enemy to hurt women, not help women. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? They didn't care about you as a woman when they were pushing feminism and pushing what they call women's rights. They were worried about the best interests of the government. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Because if you weren't working, you weren't paying taxes. But they want to force you on a job so you can leave the home, destroy the family, go work on a job so they can get double the tax. Because they now get a tax from men and women in our society, and husband and wife now, they can get taxes from both sides. They increase their tax by 50%. I would say 100%. Maybe that's the better terminology. But 50% more people are paying taxes now that they force you into the workforce because you need to be equal to men. And what happened to the children? Now you're not at home raising your own kids, making sure they get an education, making sure God is retained in their consciousness, making sure they love this country and honor the country and the sacrifice that people made. You shipped them off to school where the government didn't indoctrinate them. And with male and female competing against each other, not for each other, then you find that the degradation of marriage happens. So they accomplish their thought while simultaneously making you feel like it's for your benefit. It wasn't. I do not believe it's beneficial for women to be comparing themselves to men and trying to compete with men in the workforce. There's no need for that. Men and women should be working together to achieve a mission of raising children, what is conducive for building a family, what is conducive for, at least one person working and doing the slave work while the other can take care of the children. Therefore, that's the best family dynamic that you can find. And that's my opinion based on, my experience and what I see. Because when both of y'all working, who taking care of the kids? I'm just throwing it out there. 40 hours a week. And if you got a job that you're trying to, make some ground on, you're working way more than 40 hours a week. You look at your commute to work, your commute back home, and you got to work out at some point, right? If you're trying to live healthy and have some fitness going on, you may work out in the morning. That's all that time you spend away from your child. And then if the husband is working too, both of y'all gone. Y'all got the kid at daycare all day. That kid there 10 hours. And you don't know who at the day. These people at the daycare don't care about your kids like you do. What are they teaching your kids? You don't know. You busy at work. You busy slaving to make a dollar so y'all can have two cars. So y'all can get the brand new iPhone. And your kid is wasting away in the government brainwashing system. Now, I know that not every family in this day and age can afford to do that. But what I'm saying is that if you want to plan for your family, make that a part of your plan. There's no need for you to be competing. It makes me upset when I hear people say, it don't make me upset, but it's cringy when I hear people say, oh, we're a power couple. Two people, there's no way that you could be happily married and you and your wife are entrepreneurs. I know there's some people out there that can manage it. I'm speaking generally speaking. This is something I would tell my son and my daughter. Is that don't go for that. Especially my son. Don't go for that. You don't want to be doing that with your wife. You know, you want to work. You want your wife to be supporting you. That's pretty much what you want. Both of y'all out here slaving. You know how many hours I work every single day as an entrepreneur? Both me and my wife both doing the same. We'll never see each other. We'll never be around each other. Never see each other. We'll never see the kids. Anyway, I got more to talk about on this subject. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in a store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing, towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $49.99 with promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set off MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter code Brandon or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, Fired Up Friday. Let me talk about I'll tell you guys about the MyPillow special that's going on. Have you ever went to the store and you bought some towels and you say, oh my God, these towels are beautiful and I spent all this money. This is going to be a great experience. You take a shower, get out the shower, and you're literally sweeping water around like you got a body made of squeegee. Now, I don't know if that's a good comparison, but it sounds good to me when I thought about it right now. However, you need to get the MyPillow towel set. You can get the six-piece set for $49.99 if you use discount code Brandon. So go to MyPillow.com, use discount code Brandon, and get the six-piece towel set for $49.99. Also, MyPillow has a 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. So if somehow you get them towels at your house and you say, be Tatum and trick me, send them back, get your money back. But I'll tell you what, you're probably not going to ever do that. That's why they taunt you with the 60-day money-back guarantee, because they know y'all ain't finna send that stuff back. You're going to keep it like I do. Anyway, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listen special, put in discount code Brandon, and get you some towels today. All right, I want to continue down the conversation I was saying, is that I hope that I can articulate this in a way in which it's digestible, right? I mean, because I'm kind of everywhere, but I hope y'all following me. I do not believe that the feminist movement was in the best interest for women. It was in the best interest for the government. If they can get you out of the home, then it destroys the family. They can control you. When the family is destroyed, they can control your kids. When you have to work slaving, your husband slaving, they raising your kids. And then they make these laws conducive for you, right? They incentivize women to lead a man. Because you lead him, you got everything to gain and nothing to lose. You don't need him, because you leave him, you're going to get the kids, and he's going to pay you to live with your new boyfriend. And if y'all wasn't never married, you still keep the kids. You incentivize to have to sleep with any man you want, because it doesn't matter what he do, you get to keep the kids. So you don't have to marry him, because you can get what you want out of him, and you can keep the kids and go move on with somebody else. The man don't have that, unless it's rare situations. But by and large, they do this not because they care about the betterment of the kids. They don't care. They don't care nothing about your kids. They care about the family being divided and incentivizing women. It's just my opinion. And incentivizing women to not marry or to get out of marriage or to go work on a job and let the government brainwash their kids. I'm telling you, this is what they're doing to incentivize. They make these rules, child support. They'll run it up, baby. You go live somewhere where they don't have a cap on it, and you're making hundreds of millions of dollars. You're gonna be paying for her whole life and her new baby daddy life. And they don't care. They know a 3-year old don't need $20,000 a month, but they don't care. They want her to keep making 3-year olds and getting that tax for 18 years. This is what they want to do. This is how they create these situations to put us in positions to be at odds with one another. They don't push biblical marriage. They don't push biblical hierarchy within the marriage and the family. The Bible says that Christ is the head of the church. The man is the head of the household. I don't know how many times I have to say this. If you're a Christian, you should be attempting to live by that. Your husband should be making decisions. If you can't trust your husband to make decisions, you shouldn't have married him. Go marry a man that you trust that can lead. It's really that simple. But the problem is that we live in this society where we don't even acknowledge biblical scripture, especially Christians. I'm not talking about the non-Christians. Y'all do whatever y'all want to do. But for Christians, you should be living biblical principle. You shouldn't be competing with your husband. You shouldn't be trying to be, I'm just as good as a man. You just as good as a man until it comes to construction site. Oh, that now that's not a woman's thing, huh? You don't want to get your nails dirty. Oh, you're not strong enough to pick up that 100-pound box because a man is stronger, so he should be able to pick the box up, not you. Well, you know you don't want equality. You want preferential treatment. And that's the feminism that has occurred today. You don't want equality. You don't want to get out there in that oil rig. You're not finna drive that truck across the interstate. That is not glamorous whatsoever. You're not finna go get up on that power line. Name me women, feminists, that are protesting that ain't not enough women on the power lines. Hanging, I forget what they call, linemen. Name them. Where they at? I ain't never seen a woman protesting at a construction site. Never. I got the palm trees. I have never seen a woman cutting palm trees down. Or at least, you know, trimming the palm trees. We got palm trees at our house. That dude jumped from one. That's why men die quicker than women. He jumped from one palm tree to the other one. He was swinging like a monkey and swung the tree and it bent and it swung over and he jumped to the other palm tree. Ain't no feminist thinking at all that she want to do something like that. She want the glorious job, the one with the accolades, the one with the salary. That's what the feminists want. This is what they've conditioned women to do. And then you get up there and you get high and mighty and you're up there on the pedestal. Look at me roar. I make 6 figures a year. And then you go out and they tricked you because you think, well, I make 6 figures a year and I'm a catch for men. But men don't care about your money. They want a woman that brings peace in their lives. They want a woman that they're not arguing with every day. That it's not a you know what swinging contest every day when you come home. Men don't want that. But feminists have lied to women and made this fake, unrealistic expectation. And now, let me just give you this. They put these women and they spend their whole youth sleeping around, hanging around, doing whatever they want to do. They get a little older and they now then work themselves all the way to the peak of their, what they call the peak of their career. And this is what they think. I'm a boss. I'm a boss baby or whatever they call them now. And every man want me. And then they get these women all the way in their 30s, late 30s, early 40s. And then they find out the hard truth. That all this time that you were trying to climb up the ladder and compete against men, you potentially have missed out on your husband because he already married. Because you don't want anybody but the people at the top. And then what they don't tell you is that, hey, shawty, do you know how many men making 6 figures a year? It ain't a lot. Shawty, you know how many men 6'2 and making 6 figures a year? Because you don't want no short man. You tell me you want a tall man and make 6 figures. You know, shawty, you tripping. Then you go up the ladder. You want him to be good looking. and 6'2 and making a salary. Lady, you talking about 15 dudes in your metro area and half are married. So I'm just speaking the truth about feminism and how it's been more destructive than helpful. They want you to pursue a career because you need to be competing with men. And if you get pregnant, you should have an abortion because it's going to thwart your attempt to compete with men. This is the society that they were trying to create that's damaging women. Now, men, I ain't letting you off the hook. It's Fired Up Friday. I'm going to get y'all next. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to Fired Up Friday. You listen to The Office Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at all my social media platforms. But also, if you want to listen and watch me at the same time, my first hour is also syndicated on Salem News Channel. So you can visibly see me and my beautiful smile. And also listen to me at the same time, salemnewschannel.com. If you're a web browser type person, if you're an app person, they got an app. Just download the app on your phone, Apple or Android. Download Salem News Channel. Just put it in the search engine. Or if you got the Roku or anywhere else, just put Salem News Channel. And you'll be able to see my beautiful face while listening to my heavenly voice. No, I'm just playing. Somebody was like, he's so arrogant. I'm joking, okay? I'm joking. All right. Now, all the men that was gloating and saying hoorah, listening to me talk about how feminists has destroyed the concept of women's involvement in marriage and relationships. Now it's time for me to get on y'all. Us. Men ain't exempt. What have they done to men? They already done that to the woman, but what have they done to men? Glorify promiscuity. And now that they allow abortions to happen, men can be even more careless because you can convince a woman, put her in a position where she have to have an abortion in her mind. That's what they allow men to do. And social media. Sex sells. You can go on Instagram right now. Probably even young kids logging on this thing. And you can see some of the most beautiful women all over the world in 30 seconds. It is really drained the mind, the soul, and the mental intimacy or the capability of intimacy for men in this country. You turn on the news, somebody talking about Bud Light, Budweiser, Monster Drink, whatever you want to say, is women on there scantily clad, looking like they got an OnlyFans. And so that's how they have created this situation where men are being hypersexualized, pornography, where men are, what's the point? What's the point of being with a woman? You can just watch all that stuff on the internet. Now, they used to have tapes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. When I was young, I don't know if I should say this. My daddy be listening to the first hour. When I was young, we'd be trying to look for tapes in places. We were at my cousin's house, and he'd going under the bed looking for tapes. Then we pulled the wrong tape out. All right, I can't talk to y'all about that. All right, let me move on from that. But they got all these things out here that are creating this situation with men and the emasculation of men. Because glorifying single motherhood and celebrating women raising boys all by themselves. And I'm not talking about the people who were put in situations where your husband died or that fool cheated. He was a nut job and you didn't know it. I'm talking about the ones who are choosing to be a single mama. I'm talking about the ones who are pushing these men out of the kids' lives. And because you just out here surviving. Those women, I'm talking to you. Because of those situations, young men are growing up emasculated. Young men are growing up without fathers and a strong male in their lives. And they're becoming weak and wimpish and soft, just like a woman. And I won't say wimpish because some women aren't wimpish, but soft. Those feminine qualities that are passed on to you that works for her don't work for you. Your mama can be naggy and whatever she want to be. That don't work for you as a man. You would never be anything in life like that. Or you won't get to the point that you want to be. Also, men, because of the over hyper response to masculinity, right? They call it toxic masculinity, saying that men shouldn't be men. They want you to kind of be quasi women. They want you to be metro. Now you got young boys growing up and men being confused enough to want to turn into women, and they accept it. And if you want to be better than all the women in your group as a man, all you gotta do is turn into a woman. Probably take a little pill, shave your hair off, and now you breaking records. But they've now created a situation for men. Men don't lead the church anymore. It's women that lead the church, at least in the black church. I don't know about everybody else's church. They got women leading the church. Now they're talking about women pastors. There's no such thing as a female pastor, in my opinion. There's no such thing as a female pastor. Pastors of churches, leaders of the church, leaders of the family are men. That doesn't mean that women are insignificant. And I always use this analogy because people get in their feelings when I say this. You are a misogynist. Women can preach. Well, of course they can. But that's not what God prescribed for our relationship and the way we do business. And I compare that to a football team. I compare that to Tom Brady. Think about this. Will there be a Tom Brady if there's no offensive line? If there's no left tackle? No. But everybody knows Tom Brady, but that doesn't mean he's more significant than his left tackle, his center, or his running back. So although a man may be preaching, the role of his wife or a role of women in the church is just as significant. You're just not the one preaching or the one leading the flock because God had prescribed already that the man is the head of the household. Let me get to Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day. That's why I'm hyped up on the radio today. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works. I mean, the bottom line is, does it work or does it not work? Yes, it works. You take it. It gets into your system and you feel better. I want you guys to feel amazing. I want you to be the best version of yourself because that's what I want for myself. And I'll tell you this, I told them before, and I always say this when I do this ad, I told you guys this before I started advertising on my show, I said, I'm going to take this stuff because if it don't work, I'm not talking about it. And when I took it, I was amazed at what it actually did for me. So go to relieffactor.com, get started with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95 or call the number 800-4-RELIEF.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Off Tatum Show. Welcome back also to Fired Up Friday. So every Friday, I call it Fired Up Friday because I like to get fired up, talk crazy. You just better put your seatbelt on and hold on. But before I get back into the news and other information I want to talk to you about, let's talk about Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, the movie. It's available right now at salemnow.com. This movie is exposing how Disney executives are purposely exposing your children to their LGBTQ agenda in their films and also at the theme park. They're trying to seize the minds of your children early enough and as early as possible to encourage kids to question their sexuality, grooming kids with their gay and transgender messaging and producing one anti-Catholic movie after another. See the proof for yourself by watching Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom presented by the Catholic League, available for free right now at salemnow.com. Now, the Disney theme parks have stopped greeting people or stopped using gender greetings, which is completely stupid. Who is behind this? Anyway, let me move on. Disney has already condemned, and you can tell where their mindset is at by condemning the bill in Florida that Ron DeSantis pushed forward that bars teaching young students about sexuality and gender identity. It sparked controversy amongst Disney employees, and Disney has been denounced by the Catholic League altogether. You'll hear from Brent Bozell, the founder of the Media Research Center, Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League, Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, plus David Horowitz, Dr. Ben Carson, and New York Post's Miranda Devine, hosted by Mercedes Schlapp, and also my buddy, one of the coolest guys I've met, Will Witt, and more. Watch Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom for free. Just go to SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com. Portions of the Officer Tatum Show are brought to you in part by Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom and Salem Now. All right, got a few people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. I'm going to bring them in, but first I want to make this one quick statement that I think Trump has exposed his fear of Ron DeSantis for 2024. We'll talk about that after I bring the callers in. Let me go with Leonard from Spring, Texas. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, sir.
God bless you. Welcome to the show, Leonard.
Thanks for your service.
Thank you.
So, may I ask, how old are you?
I'm 35.
Wow. Such common sense and wisdom. I'm 73 years old. And what were you talking about as far as when Negroes were in the time when we didn't have our civil rights? We did not have that many illegitimate mothers. That wasn't the thing.
I agree. Leonard, is that what you want to say? That's all you want to say?
Was that, sir?
I was saying, is that all you want to say, is that we didn't have illegitimate families back then?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, this is our problem. It's a lot of godlessness, and the Democratic Party. See, I was part of the Democratic Party until a few years ago. I voted for Obama twice, but I wind up escaping and leaving my family behind, just like the slaves used to do. In the old days, I escaped from the plantation. And, you get marked, you get talked about, and it's, you have to be strong. But you have to be committed to what you believe in, and you have to believe in God. And the Democratic Party has taken God out of their party. That is no JFK party anymore. There is no JFK. There is no old Democratic Party. It's divided into abortionists, transgender, you name it. But it's not godly. And they've got our 100%. Kids the same way, sir.
I agree. Leonard, thank you so much for the call. God bless you, sir. 73 years old. And the man sound like he in his 20s. So it's such a blessing to have him call in. I love him when people who are, I would say old enough to be my grandparents call in, and it's an incredible blessing. Let me get to another caller, Bobby from Clear Creek, Arizona. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Nice to speak to you. Thanks. So I'm just curious, and this might be a little bit deep for you to get into quickly, but I've heard recently, and I wonder what your take is on the original sin, Adam and Eve in the garden. I've heard, it seems to me that lately it's been taught more that Adam was right there. Adam was watching Eve. Adam knew everything that was going on. He wanted to see what happened, and that Adam was to play just as much a part of it as Eve, that she didn't necessarily take it to him and give him the fruit. And I understand there's nuance to this, and I'm asking a real basic question, but, and that's why I'm saying you may not have time to get to all of it, but I'm just curious, what's your take on that as far as Adam's role and Eve's role? It just seems that the more we get into these, feminizing men, that they're just like, oh, well, the man's at fault. It's not the woman's fault. And so I just wanted to get your take on that.
Well, yeah, Bobby, I think my opinion on it is what we experience today, and it's failed leadership by men, because it doesn't say that Adam was deceived. It says that Eve was deceived. Eve bit of the forbidden fruit, but nothing happened when Eve did. I want people to understand it very clearly. Nothing happened when Eve did. It wasn't until Adam ate from the forbidden tree that then their eyes were open and they became detached from God, because God had ordained Adam to be God. You know, I would say God on earth, but like a God. He had dominion over the earth. He named all of the animals. He did all of these things. He had all of the control, and God created Eve so he wouldn't be alone. It was almost like Eve was created for Adam. And I think the expectation, even though Eve failed, that God didn't expect Eve to do what Adam should have done. Adam should have been there to protect his wife. I would argue that maybe there was a considered a marriage. And I got to cut this off because I got to tell you about Relief Factor. I'll bring it back after the segment. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for something that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works. I want you to take Relief Factor because I want you to feel like I do. I want you to be able to be free, for your joints to be working, you play with your kids and enjoy your life. There's no need to be struggling with pain and inflammation and stuff. And you know, many people out here listening to me right now, I say this every time because I can feel it. It's like you're questioning, should I give it a try? Should I not give it a try? I would argue just give it a try. $19.95 for 3 weeks. You get 3 weeks of Relief Factor. Therefore, you can try it. You can see if it works for you. And I would argue that it works for every single person I know that are taking Relief Factor. I haven't heard a bad review, and I'll keep it real. I wouldn't even say that if somebody gave me a bad review. I'll just leave it out. But I can honestly say that nobody has given a bad review. Even my people who are close to me love Relief Factor. My mother-in-law loves Relief Factor. And so give it a try. ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to Fired Up Friday on the Officer Tatum Show with your boy, Officer Tatum. Hey, listen, I want to finish that conversation I was having. I got cut off. But from my perspective, and I don't know if Bobby thinks differently, but from my perspective, it's the same idea that we are facing today. The man is supposed to lead. The expectation of the man is, in my opinion, as a leader of the family, is a higher expectation. For more responsibility, more is required, is what the Bible speaks about. And Adam knew better. He should have been protecting Eve because she was more susceptible to be deceived. And so she was deceived. And then when he ate the forbidden fruit, that's when it all hit the fan. I don't know if God would have had that situation occur if Adam had not eaten of the forbidden tree. I don't know, Bobby, do you see it differently?
I don't, not necessarily. I mean, you have such good insight onto this. I'm not going to argue with you one way or the other. And I'm going to say this just a little bit tongue in cheek, but you know, it says that, you know, God said it's not good for man to be alone. So he created for him a woman to be with, and also as a helper. And it wasn't very helpful. I'm sorry for her to for her to do that. But I think it's some similar to what we run into in our marriage lives, that sometimes we're hoping for our wives to be a little bit more helpful. And it, you know, like you've said many times, we need wives to back us up, and that's not, you know, always the way it goes. But, you know, I'm 50 years old. I've been in my church my whole life. My grandpa was a pastor, and for you being 35, I'm inspired by you. So thank you.
I appreciate it, Bobby. Thank you so much for the kind words and also the insight. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, I'm hoping, it's kind of suck, right? You know, don't that suck? You know, Adam is out there doing his thing. And maybe he was lonely. I don't know. God gave him the ability to be lonely. And that sucked too. So he's lonely. And so God took his rib in his sleep. And I don't know how that happened, but end up making a woman that end up messing everything up. You know, so. I think God has given us an illustration of the wrong woman can mess it all up. And I tell you this, man, my father told me this, it was some of the best advice my dad ever gave me. He said, Brandon, make sure you get a woman that is in it for you. You know, like men, when you're looking for a wife, you need to be selfish. I hate to say it, but you need to be selfish. That woman, her dedication and desire is to help you become successful. And therefore, both of y'all are successful. I'm not saying women can't do that, can't do something different. But as a man, you need to look for a woman that's a help me, that's going to help you be successful so you both can be successful. Hold the phone, I'll be back after the break.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I just want to finish up the Adam and Eve conversation, and I have a bunch of other stuff I want to talk about. I never get to the stuff I want to talk about because I end up going sidewinded and going somewhere else. But, you know, I do think that God has given us at least an example of what to do and what not to do. I mean, if everything Adam did was perfect, I mean, how would we learn from anything? What would be our master example of what to do and what not to do, and how there's will be deception from the enemy, which is the devil, who influences people. And some of these people are filled with demonic spirits, that there will be adversity. Don't fall for the temptation like Adam did. And the humility to know that if Adam can fall, you can fall. If you are not putting up the barriers to avoid falling into temptation. But I think another example is that you got to make sure if you are going to marry a woman that you are marrying a woman who is working in the best interest of you and your family. This is what I would tell men. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I would argue marry a good man that's a great leader with a great reputation that has respect for you and respect for God. And if that man can lead, that man is a provider, that man has integrity. And I'd say, don't worry so much about what he looked like, because you'd rather have a aight looking man with integrity than a good looking man that's sleeping with your friend. So as a woman, you look for leadership. You look for somebody that can lead a family, somebody that you can trust. All of these things are incredibly important, in my opinion, for a woman to find a man. And a man, there are certain things you need to find as well. I mean, you can't just say, okay, because she is willing to support me, that she's... No, you need a woman who has integrity as well, a woman who loves the Lord, a woman who got your back, a woman who's not in trying to compete with you, trying to see who career can outdo who career. You have a woman that say, look, I'm willing to follow your lead. My wife is a perfect example of that. My wife was on a job making more money than I was making at the time. And when we got together and made a commitment, she said, okay, I'm going to leave my job and I'm going to follow what God has purposed for your life. And I'm going to be here to support you. And I'm not saying my wife don't have our own endeavors, but the primary endeavor of our marriage and our family is for God to lead me and for me to follow and for my wife to be a help me to that mission. She's a part of that mission. The mission does not get complete if my wife is not a part of it. But it is me in a position to lead. And I believe God gives me instruction on where we should go. I mean, I'm telling you, men, you'll have a way easier life if you abide by that principle. There's so many women in the world, you don't have to go for all of them. Just go for the one that's working in the best interest of your future. I would never marry a woman that's in competition with me. I would never marry a woman that we both trying to find each other's careers. I didn't want that woman. There's women out there. If you're a man and you want a woman like that, then go for it. I just don't want a woman like that. I know what God has called me to do. I know that God is doing this. And my wife is supportive of that. My wife makes sure that I can show up here every day and do a 3-hour radio show. My wife makes sure that I come home to a house that's loving and peaceful. My wife makes sure that we're taking care of the kid while I'm traveling around the country and doing the things that God has called me to do. And she is totally in good grace with that. And in return, what do? Just like what Jesus does. It says women shall obey their husband or something. But it says men shall love their wives as Christ loved the church. That's I love you and I will put my life on the line for you. That's what men do. And I think a lot of people in society, they get all caught up in who doing what and who doing what and who doing more than who doing what. It's like, no, you serve. I serve my wife. I show up every day and do what I'm supposed to do because I want to make sure my wife has a peaceful environment. She ain't got to worry about no bills. She ain't got to worry about nothing. She don't have to worry. That's why I show up every day, to serve my wife to that capacity. I don't want my wife to ever worry about a single thing that, within reason, right? And I wanted her to be provided with everything she needs to be successful as a woman and as a mother and as a wife. I serve my wife with as much as I can. I don't look for stuff in return. I don't look, well, if I do this for you, you better do this for me. That, in my opinion, that's not what men should do. You should serve your wife as Christ loved the church. And in return, women, you should serve your husband. You should listen. You know, you should, I would say listen. And so it's just like that football player that sounded like he almost said the N-word on the radio the other day. I mean, on the TV the other day. It was interesting. I didn't mean to say listen, but you should be in conjunction with the mission and purpose of your husband. And I don't think it's anything wrong with, well, let me say this. I don't think there's anything wrong with whatever works for you. And if God has called you to do that, I ain't here to tell you what God has said, not said. But I think this fantasy out here that, oh, I'm going to be in a power couple. We both make six figures. It's like, do you understand if let me just say this, and I promise I'm moving on. I have to say this. It's like on my heart to say. Some people look at it and say, I'm hustling every day, making six figures, and she hustling every day doing her grind and her own entrepreneurial stuff. She makes six figures. Now I want you to understand this. If she focused all of her attention on what you were doing and you focus your attention on what you were doing, you would probably make $1 million instead of both of y'all separately making six figures. Now I see it through the lens biblically. Now some people may say he should focus on her career and see that through, which I don't have a disagreement with that. That's just not the way I operate. And just imagine both of y'all separately doing something versus both of y'all going in the same direction. And for all you single people out here, whether you've been divorced or whatever the case may be, make sure you prioritize these things. And I can mostly talk to men because I'm not a woman. I don't know what it's like to be a woman. But as a man, and what I tell my sons, is that when you are going out to find a woman, find you a woman that's supportive of your mission. A woman that's going to be, if you're an NBA player, a woman that's going to make sure that the house is taken care of and make sure all these other things in life you don't have to worry about so you can focus on what you're supposed to be doing. But, you know, some people can't, you know, live with that. But anyway, let me move on. I promise you guys I will move on. Let me go to the stories. I got a couple videos. I want to play this video from, what's homeboy name? He ain't listening. I'm going to play this video for Stephen A. Smith. There you go. I want to play the video from Stephen A. Smith because this is, in my opinion, this is, if we can fix this, I think that we will see such a tremendous change in the black community. If we don't fix this, it's going to continue to be a sad day for a lot of black people, morally, psychologically, and positionally in America. I'm going to tell you why after we play the clip. Roll Stephen A. Smith's clip.
About African-American studies. This is about securing a base. Ron DeSantis is playing chess. When the hell are we going to join the party? And by we, I mean folks who are paying attention, not falling for the okey-doke, not sitting up there acting like, oh my God, this is about something it isn't. Ron DeSantis don't give a damn about African-American studies. He gives a damn about winning the presidency. And he's trying to pull off doing just that.
Now, this is what I will say, and thank God for white people, because if it was for black people like that, we all be dead and still on a slave ship somewhere. That makes no sense whatsoever, because if you are intelligent, Stephen A. Smith, and you actually looked at what Ron DeSantis was saying and the objections that he had to the curriculum, you would see that the curriculum isn't conducive to teach black people this type of history. You're teaching black people to be victims. You're teaching black people queer theory. Black people ain't nothing to do. Black history has nothing to do with genderqueer theory. You are not helping black people. But see, Stephen A. Smith it has drank the Kool-Aid that have kept black people down all of these years. Thank God for white people. Like Ron DeSantis, well, Ron DeSantis may be Hispanic. But thank God for people like him, because he looking out for the black people, and Stephen A. Smith couldn't care less. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Al Statham Show. Let me tell you about the MyPillow towels. If you're looking for some extremely durable, soft towels that are absorbent, you want to go with the MyPillow towels. You will not regret it. There's a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you're looking at it and you say, B. Tatum, I don't really like these, take them back. Get your money back. You ain't hurting me. It's up to them to bring the funk. But we have the towels at the house, and we love them, man. Just last night, I'm still in my wife's towels. I told her 100 times to give me some of my pillow towels. So she ain't got them for me. She still got me the Walmart stuff. I'm stealing hers and drying off of her towels. And they really that good. I'm not just making this up. It's really good. You can try it, and if you don't like it, get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and put in discount code Brandon. You'll get a 6-piece towel set for $49.99. It's an incredible price. You cannot beat it. Let me get back to what I was saying about Stephen A. Smith. You know, it's these people like Stephen A. Smith that hurts the black community. Because why wouldn't Stephen A. Smith come out with vigor and zeal to say, I don't want it. Y'all need to stop trying to combine LGBTQ with black civil rights. These are two different things. You don't get to jump on a bandwagon of the struggle of black people and throw the LGBT on top of that. Like being gay was a thing where you couldn't drink out of the same water fountain with a straight person. Man, you ain't being gay. You ain't, man, look, man, people be doing stuff in their home their whole life. There's people right here that got a wife and they gay. They're sleeping with men. Nobody know what you're doing in your house. You do your own thing. Being black, you can't control it. If they don't like you because you black, your pigmentation cannot be controlled. You didn't have a choice to come out the closet as black. Hey, everybody, I just want you to know I'm black. No, you came out the womb with certain pigmentation. And there was a struggle that ensued. There was laws against being black in the Jim Crow South. So don't jump on the bandwagon and act like we've been struggling together this whole time. No, it's not true. And your struggle is a choice. In my opinion, your struggle is a choice. You have a choice if you lay up with a man or not. It doesn't matter what you like. It doesn't matter what looked good to you. You choose to lay up with something that looked good to you. You don't have to. They're like men. If you're a married man, yeah, you may see a woman that's way finer than your wife. That don't mean you got to sleep with her. That don't mean you got to go down that path. Maybe you ain't married. And you a man and you in college. I was in college. I know what it is. And you a whole bunch of women and everybody having a good time. That don't mean you have to participate in it. It really don't. Think about the Catholic priest. They are celibate. They don't do nothing at all. They don't even get married. They dedicate themselves to the church. Now, some of them, you know, they be dealing. But for the most part, the Catholic Church makes it, Catholic priests make a decision to say, I can decide whether I want to do that or not. The thoughts in your mind, I would argue that you would have to confine the thoughts in your mind and think of things that are of God, think of things that are holy. But if you have a temptation to do something or you have an attraction to somebody, that don't mean you have to abide by it. That don't mean you have to pursue it. People got all kind of weird attractions. I mean, you need to keep that to yourself and pray about it. So that's a choice. Your pigmentation, you don't get to think yourself out of your skin color. And I don't want to hear nobody tell me, well, it ain't a choice. Well, yeah, make this make sense to me. Why there are some people that believe it's a choice, some people don't believe it's a choice. So what are the people that choose to do it, what are they doing then? Think about this. If you're a person and you like men, you're a man and you like other men. Well, there's people that are that exist in this country, in the world, that didn't like men and begin to like men. And then they don't, and then there's ones that like men, but then they don't like men. They go back to being straight. There's people that got all kind of stuff that's going on. You can't tell me all these people were born this way. I don't believe that they were. I think that is some people may have a you know, they may be predisposed to becoming emasculate, effeminate men. They may be predisposed to it, right? So therefore, the conditions are correct. They'll end up falling down that path. But it's, but at the end of the day, it's nature, it's nurture, not nature. All right, let me move on from that point. I'm going to move on from this subject altogether. Let me talk about Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump real quick, and then I'm going to move on. I really do believe that Donald Trump is fearful of a Ron DeSantis run. I think Donald Trump knows that if Ron DeSantis runs, Ron DeSantis will beat him in the primary. This is not what I think. This is what I think Trump thinks. Because if it wasn't, he would not be even mentioning Ron DeSantis in the conversations about 2024. Because the man haven't even ran yet. And if you were confident enough and you knew that, my mama blow this fool out. If he does run, it's pointless to even make a statement about it because you know he's not going to win. Because you got the juice. Well, I think that Trump is realizing that his juice has run out to a certain degree. I wouldn't say completely run out. I think a lot of people still love Trump. I have nothing but love for Trump. But I think his juice is running out. Let me read this article real quick that's pertaining to the subject matter. On Wednesday, Nikki Haley, which is the former governor of South Carolina and UN ambassador, which she quit on the job, reveals that she will formally enter in 2024 Republican presidency primary at an event scheduled on February the 15th, making her the second candidate to enter in the race after her former boss, President Trump, who announced his candidacy early this year, which is also weird. I don't know why he announced his candidacy this early. He announced it before anything happened. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the logic behind it. I don't know if that was a good move or a bad move. Most of the interest, it said the most interesting thing about the news, however, was not her planned candidacy. Haley has long been considered a potential national candidate and was previously considered as a potential running mate for both Mitt Romney in 2012 and Donald Trump in 2016. The interesting thing about this development is Trump's attitude towards Haley's intentions to run. According to a report on CNN, Trump said that Haley called him to discuss her pending announcement and that he gave his blessing. Think about that for a minute. Ron DeSantis haven't even mentioned that he's going to run. Now, maybe he heard it through the grapevine, but DeSantis haven't even mentioned it. And Trump is already out attacking him. But Nikki Haley can call you on the phone and ask you and consult with you whether or not she should run for president. And that you're okay with that. You know, that tells me a lot because I don't really think Nikki Haley, there's no way Nikki Haley is any, if they say Ron DeSantis is a rhino or something like that, or not a rhino, but a globalist, Nikki Haley is not far from that. Nikki Haley walked away from her job at the UN as a UN ambassador while she was under President Trump's watch. And it was kind of a thing in the news. People made a big deal about it. Like she just quit. She didn't even finish her term. And Donald Trump is congratulating her. But his attitude to Ron DeSantis is saying that he betrayed him. He's disloyal. Hold the phone. I'm running out of time. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
There she was, just walking down the street.
This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
It's singing. Do what did it do. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet, singing. Do what did it do. She looked good.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, and welcome back to Fired Up Friday. I want to tell you about the Salem News Channel. If you want to watch and listen to me on the radio at the same time, like walk and chew gum at the same time, all you have to do is go to Salem News Channel, and the first hour of my show is live. And you can go back and click on there and watch replays and stuff like that. The first hour of my show is live, so you can see me and listen to me at the same time. SalemNewsChannel.com. Or you can download the app, Salem News Channel app. You can find it on the Android store, or I don't know what they call it, Google Play. Or you can find it on your iPhone, iOS system and download it. You got Roku. You can watch it on Roku as well. Just put in Salem News Channel. I was talking about Donald Trump fearing Ron DeSantis and him calling Ron DeSantis disloyal, and that it says he accused DeSantis of trying to rewrite history regarding his COVID pandemic response. You know, it's funny because these attacks aren't even accurate that Donald Trump is making. And so it's making me worry about Donald Trump, because I'm starting to lose more confidence in him based on the stuff he's been saying. But also that, bro, you really looking like you scared of DeSantis. He hasn't even mentioned a word about Donald Trump. Show me a video where Ron DeSantis is talking about Donald Trump is a bad president. Ron DeSantis haven't said a word about Donald Trump. But Donald Trump cannot keep DeSantis out of his mouth. Let me read this article. It says DeSantis has been a target of multiple attacks from Trump in recent months. While campaigning in Pennsylvania before the midterm election, Trump referred to DeSantis as DeSanctimonious. On the eve of 2022 election, Trump warned DeSantis not to run for president in 2024, calling it a bad idea. And let me read the quote. It says, "I don't know if he is running. I think if he runs, he could hurt himself very badly. I really believe he could hurt himself badly." When you read the transcript of what Trump says, it sounds crazy. "I think he would be making a mistake. I think the base would not like it. I don't think it would be good for the party. But Nikki Haley can run, and that's totally good for the party. Any of that stuff is not good. You have other people that possibly will run, I guess," Trump added. "I don't know if he's running. If he's running, he runs." It said, then Trump said that if DeSantis does decide to run, "I will tell you things about him that won't be very flattering. I know more about him than anybody, other than perhaps his wife." Just think about that for a minute. I think we need to do a poll on YouTube and see where people's minds are at, because Trump was losing polls last time. I think one time it was a little closer, but I think Trump has been just getting destroyed in these polls from people on YouTube. Now, that's not indicative of voting in the rest of America, but I think that those polls have an indication that we've seen a shift. But I don't think those are things that Trump should be saying about Ron DeSantis. Because you have to understand, people's interpretation of what he's doing is not coming off very clearly. And the reason I say that is that when you look at Ron DeSantis, his accomplishments in the state of Florida, every Republican has to be proud of what him and the legislature have been able to do in Florida. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it that he's done the best he could with what he's been able to work with. And when you have Donald Trump coming out and bashing him about COVID, and we know Donald Trump has been a advocate of the vaccine, you start to wonder, like, well, what are you talking, bro? Are you that scared that you willing to just come up with stuff out the, at the side of your neck just to, you know, threaten DeSantis, I guess, by coming out and saying, I know more about DeSantis, and if he starts to run, I'm going to tell things that are unflattering to him. When do Republicans become those people? Oh, if he run, I'm going to tell his secrets. Bro, that sounds crazy. You don't have to tell the world you're going to tell his secrets. Just let him run and then tell his secrets. But for you to project to the world that if Ron DeSantis run, I'm going to tell all his secrets, and I know him better than anybody except his wife. That sounds crazy to me. And I never seen, to be honest, I've never seen Trump act this way. I feel like he's getting worse. You know, but anyway, I'm just very disappointed in that. Nikki Haley has no chance to run for president. I mean, her stance is, you got to be stronger than that. But I can imagine that what he's trying to do is build allies to be able to come up against Ron DeSantis in case Ron DeSantis runs. He's going to build allies so they all can team up against DeSantis. Because I really do think Ron DeSantis will win if he runs in the primary against Donald Trump. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day and it works. I know everybody I know that take Relief Factor expresses that it has done wonders for them. From Sebastian Gorka to, you know, my mother-in-law, to one of my good friends, Alan, that had the shoulder problem that I told you guys about, because cycling, he was reaching in his pouch to get his snacks out the back of his sight. And it's that rotating your arm like that can really create some damage and stuff in there. And he was telling me how he took Relief Factor, and that was the only thing that made his arm right. Healed his arm. He has no pain in his arm anymore. Now, of course, I can't promise you that that's what's going to happen to you. But, I mean, I got the receipts of people who have expressed that Relief Factor has done some amazing things for them, and they're very grateful. So go to ReliefFactor.com. I hope they have the things on the website. So go to ReliefFactor.com. Look at the testimonies. ReliefFactor.com.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Don't get mad at me. Don't kill the messenger. I just really, you know, maybe because I'm bossing up. You know, like, I feel like that I'm trying to improve. I'm trying to be a better man, and I see a brighter future, and I look in the mirror and say, I don't need to compromise on the things that I compromised on before. Onward and upward, progressing, being better, demanding more from myself. And I think that's why the whole Donald Trump thing is just bothering me, because it's like, it's not 2016 anymore. It's not 2016 anymore. We can't keep saying living off the 2016 hopes and dreams and prayers. It's like, no, like I expect everybody to get better. Donald Trump was the president for 2016. And then when he was no longer the president, and I feel like that was such a weird election, and you know what I mean, I feel like, well, you can't just be the same as when you were in 2016. You have to progress and become better. You have to learn from your mistakes. You, like, arguing with the media and arguing with people is over. That's not a strategy in 2024. Zero people should have voted for Joe Biden. But it's because of some of the things that Donald Trump did, it turned people off. And he has to understand that, bro, you can still do the same thing and accomplish the same thing. You just have to hone in on decorum. Take the high road. It's not going to kill you to take the high road. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you to actually be a professional in interviews. It's not going to kill you to actually get coaching from somebody to help you articulate what you're trying to say to the American people. It's not going to kill you. And President Trump going after Ron DeSantis is killing his image. They let him back on Facebook and Twitter. If he don't come back on Twitter and start doing stuff, it's not going to help him. You know, these are the things that frustrate me. because it's like, you know what, man, I've been out here doing the best I can to promote Donald Trump, to get him elected, because I believe in him. I believe in what he did. But now I'm demanding more. You had the first term. I'm demanding more. I'm demanding when you get on camera that this is not a reality show. That you get on camera and you have, you can articulate yourself without sounding like a bully and somebody crazy. I wish that Donald Trump could hear at least a part of what I'm saying. Don't talk about DeSantis. You don't have to answer every question that's meant to bait you. Don't even mention DeSantis until he runs, because he ain't said a word about you. He looked like the bigger man, and he may not be. Don't say nothing about Ron DeSantis. And if you do, say what they don't expect you to say. Say, oh, no, I love Ron DeSantis. I think he's a great guy. He's done an incredible job in Florida. Because when you big in somebody else that's on your side and you're confident that you're going to win, you look better. You look like the one with humility. You look like the mature one. You look like the leader out of the pack. I would never be, if I was running for president, unless I really believed this person was a detriment, I wouldn't waste my time. What do you think about Ron DeSantis? Well, is he running? Okay, well, then why y'all talking to me about 2024? Has he put his name in the race? Then I don't need to talk about him. He ain't even running. What are we talking about here? That's all you need to say. Or you say, oh, I hope he does run. I think it'll be incredible. I love competition. I'd love to see him run. He'll be an incredible opponent. And it'll help us all become better. That's all you got to say, Trump. That's all you got to say. Just throw that out there and people will be fainting. But when you get out there and run to sanctimonious, and he's a really big loser. He had no career. If it wasn't for me, he would be a nobody. It's like, well, hold on for a minute. So if he would have been a nobody, then why did you support him in the first place? You think he wasn't good? You know, the funny thing is that Donald Trump comes out and says he's a globalist. Well, Trump, you supported him. So is he a globalist or he's not a globalist? You supported him in his election. So it's impossible to say he's a globalist and he's whatever term, Ron DeSanctimonious. But then you tout that if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't be in office. Well, you gave a globalist power, because if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't have a position, right? I'm like seeing the onion layers be revealed from Trump in huge sense of insecurity. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Everybody know Florida was the place to be during COVID. Everybody know Florida opened up. AOC was in Florida. Don Lemon got caught with his boyfriend in Florida, his husband, sitting on the beach. They say, why are you in Florida? Because Florida's open. Donald Trump is saying Florida really had the lockdowns and all this stuff. They open. You had commies flying to Florida to absorb that sunlight. You know, I don't know. It just frustrates me, because we just deserve him to act better and to do better. Like, I don't, it's just so immature to me. It's just like, what, man, come on, man. We didn't been through all this stuff as a country. All we ask you to do is pull up. You know, all we ask you to do is man, boss up. All we ask you to do is listen to advice from somebody. Because I just don't think he's listening to any advice from anybody. Then you got classified information. They got you on an FBI investigation. The company lost, I don't know if it was a civil lawsuit or some of that nature where Trump Enterprises or something, you know, and the guy who was doing the books, I think he went to jail. Like, it's too much stuff going on, man. And like, if I can just articulate this fairly, I just want things to be better. I want us to improve. I want Donald Trump to not just be 2016 Trump, 2020 Trump, but Trump to be the Trump of 2030, 2040, 2050. Like the Trump, I don't know if he'll live that long, but But the Trump of the future is what I'm saying. Future. Have new arguments. Have a new presentation. But I got to tell you about Relief Factor before I go to the break. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for something that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and I talk about Relief Factor every single day on my radio show. It's because I believe in it. And I would say, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, it's going to help with inflammation and joint discomfort, you have to give Relief Factor a try. So go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter for $19.95, I believe it is. Very inexpensive compared to what it could do for your life. Many of you guys that are listening been trying a bunch of stuff and it ain't been working. That's why you're listening. And you know you want to pull the trigger on it. Just go ahead and give it a try. And then let me know how it works for you. But make sure you do it right. Don't be taking one every 5 days and say, I ain't working for me. Take it consistently. Take it for 3 weeks. And then come report back. Hold the phone. I'll be back on the next one. Welcome back to the Al Statham Show. I want to bring in a caller real quick before I go to the next hour. Because I think this caller disagrees with me. And I love having people who disagree with me come on. I love to hear a perspective different than mine. Judy from Pittsburgh, welcome to the Al Statham Show. What you got?
Officer Tatum, I hear how upset you are. And I want you to keep the faith. The mainstream
hold on,
media.
I'm sorry, Judy. Hold on a second. I want to keep track of what you're saying. You said keep the faith. You mean keep the faith in God or keep the faith in Donald Trump?
Old saying. When I was younger, keep the faith, baby. So that let's just leave it at that. It's just a phrase. And however, yes, in God, of course, but that's not what I was meaning. Just keep the faith. The mainstream media takes small potatoes and blows them into big old deals. The few things that you mentioned, the guy going to jail or whatever with the tax thing, in depth, there's a deep story to that. And it was about him, his kid or granddaughter getting, I don't know, schooling or whatever. So, small potatoes. Has nothing to do with reality. His documents, he's the president of the United States. He can declassify anything. He said he declassified those documents, and he's entitled to them. They were in negotiation as far as what's going into his library. They were negotiating, and the FBI came in. That was the second time they came in, by the way, when they raided him. They already went through all of his crap and told him to put another lock on that door down there, and he did. And then they made a big ordeal for nothing, okay? And, you know, Nixon Library might still need to be negotiating over his documents. So that's how long it can go on. Just that's, again, small potatoes, but mainstream media makes a big old deal. I don't want to hear you pained like that. I can hear it in your voice, and I feel bad.
Judy, I just want to ask you just a few questions.
Sure.
You know, I think my frustration is not anything I've read on the news, but the things I've heard Donald Trump say that's just disconcerting. Okay. I mean, him attacking Ron DeSantis. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Okay, I heard. I don't have any TV, so I only listen to radio and some shows. And so I heard when he was in Pennsylvania a while back, him make that Ron. What did he call him? I can't remember.
The sanctimonious.
Yeah, that. And it kind of I cringed. It's like, oh man, don't start that crap already, okay? It's not necessary. I agree with you on that. That is really unnecessary. And I really agree with when you said he should rise above that, and because that makes him a bigger man. You know, it shows. Anyways, so I haven't
Judy,
heard
Judy,
anything.
I'm sorry. Judy, I'm sorry. I got to go to the break. I apologize. I appreciate the call. I appreciate what you said. Hold the phone, y'all. I'll be back after the break.
Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Ostentative Show. And you're listening to Fired Up Friday. I know some, I think they're trying to contact us on Skype. I know that there are some, I can answer right here. I know that there is some people that were upset, like the lady on the thing. She said, keep the faith. I'm hoping that she's saying keep the faith and just being uplifted and not keep the faith in Donald Trump. You know, like, I really do like Donald Trump. It's just that we, you know, as a people, like, we're going to be stuck in the past forever if we don't demand more. Like, you can't just get away with doing stuff just because you did it in the past. Like, we had low expectations, I think, in 2016 because these Democrats are so crooked. Hillary Clinton is so crooked. You know, just about anybody could have ran and beat her, in my opinion. They could have ran and they should have beat her. Not could have. I don't think nobody would have beat her but Trump. But they should have been able to beat her because they're so corrupt and crooked. And there's a lot of things that Trump did where we're like, look, man, we can overlook this because we want policies. And I think in 2024, we want personality, character, and policy. They can both coexist. We don't have to just say, oh, let's hold our nose because he didn't say something else crazy. But it's policies. It's like, no, let's do both. Because it's not about what you and I think alone. It's about what are people voting for. People have spoken in the midterms that they don't want the Trump rhetoric in many places around the country. So what do we do with that information? We did not, there was no red wave. And maybe in Arizona is the only place that I think that there was nefarious things happening. And that's on a state level. That's not even federal. So we did not do a red wave. And we cannot sit up here and say, oh no, it's because they're cheating. I mean, in Arizona, there were some issues. Everywhere else, we just had bad candidates. We ran Herschel Walker. I think Herschel Walker is cool, but is he electable? When they brought out the fact that he had domestic violence in his past, that he beat his wife, accused of beating his wife up, and all kind of, and then when he talks, he's from the South, so he has a draw, and he's not very clear about what he says, and people perceive that as ignorance. You listen to him talk, he stumbled over words. He's not very clean. And that crook, snake oil salesman, was a lot cleaner, could articulate his arguments cleaner. When they were in the debate, I mean, Herschel Walker should have swept him across the floor. You know, I know this is a different state, but like somebody like Byron Donald would have swept Warnock across the floor. I think he would have went off the debate crying. I think he'd have walked out of there crying. They would have to come console him. Byron Donald would have ripped him apart. But Herschel Walker wasn't quick. He wasn't quick on his feet with thinking. He wasn't smooth with his pursuit. His son came out and said he was a deadbeat dad, that he never was in his life, that he was abusive to his mom. He put a gun in somebody's head. His son, his biological child, came out and said that. Now, if it's true or not is irrelevant. People hear that and they become disengaged in supporting somebody like Herschel because of the baggage that he had with him. That wasn't a smart candidate to put up against an incumbent that they put $70 million into. I mean, $30 million. No, they put 70. I think Herschel raised 30. Warnock has 70 million or 60 million or something like that. So we got to stop looking at this like, oh, they cheating in a big, it's like, no, we need better candidates. We need good people to step up and do it. People that are honorable, people that do have an incredible past. That's not too crazy. And I'm not saying you should worry about that. I'm just saying it'll beat you up if you got a crazy past. So we need better candidates. Dr. Oz. Like, I mean, you can say they cheated all they want, but Dr. Oz, really? Really? I wasn't inspired by Dr. Oz. I never watched none of his stuff.
That dude didn't come out the gate swinging, and you know, he kind of was lukewarm on a couple issues. Like, I mean, nobody's inspired to go out and support Dr. Oz. Some of these people probably weren't good candidates. Even in the state of Arizona, like, Carrie Lake was the best candidate I could imagine. I mean, she did an incredible job. I'd never seen anybody work as hard as Carrie Lake. So that situation was a little crazy to me that she didn't come across the finish line by 100,000 votes. But the real problem wasn't the cheating, because I knew they cheated to a certain degree. But they couldn't have overcome the turnout with any amount of cheating. They weren't able to overcome the turnout. The problem was is that we as a state, our Republican Party was split and they took advantage of it. Half of the people wanted Carrie Robeson and half of the people wanted Carrie Lake. And the people that wanted Carrie Robeson, they decided not to turn out to vote. And some of them voted for Katie Hobbs. That's how we lost. It ain't really that hard to me. I know there was cheating going on and we need to clean that up. But I mean, Doug Ducey won by 300,000 votes. That should tell you something. That people, okay, Donald Trump lost Arizona. And even with the audit that we did in Arizona, they found that there was a significant amount of cheating. But even during the audit in Arizona, they still found that Biden still won. So it would have been a much closer race if there were no cheating or if Republicans cheated. But it wasn't going to change whether Biden won Arizona. And so instead of diving into conspiracy theories, you have to say, well, why in the heck would people vote for Joe Biden in Arizona? Legitimate votes. I'm not talking about the cheating. Legitimate. Why would anybody vote for him? Oh, because they've been able to win over the concept of chaos with Trump, restorative justice and restorative peace with Biden. This is what many people have said. Trump was just so out there, all the arguing, all the bickering, all the complaining. They thought Biden would bring it back to normalcy. Now look at them. They should feel stupid right now. But they've been able to convince the public that Trump is just so polarizing, and he was, but a lot of it wasn't his fault. You know, I think a lot of it was the media playing into it and building up this false narrative on Trump. But he did play into it in certain areas. So what Trump's strategy should be is to come out the gate and change up a little bit on him. You ain't got to argue nothing, man. People like me and everybody else will argue for you. Come out the gate into the public, into the press. Donald Trump is about business this time. Donald Trump is not getting peddled into arguments and debates that are irrelevant to the presidency. Donald Trump is only focused about the people. Donald Trump is not me, 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 me. He's us, you, the American people. He's not saying, I'm the one that got DeSantis elected. You telling me people, they wouldn't have voted for him if it wasn't for you, a whole bunch. You know, it's like, come on, bro. You know, all these people that didn't support you have supported DeSantis. So, you know, going down the list of that, we have to progress. We have to get better. I really want to see us do better. I really want to see us progress because I really want those things for myself. I want to be better on the radio in the coming future. I want to be better as a man, as a father, progress, become better, have better arguments, be more kind, be more gentler, or be gentler, present my arguments better, be informed about the arguments I have, be open-minded more than I have been in the past. Those are elements that leaders do every year and they progressively get better. I don't run on a flashpoint. I'm not the same person I was in 2017 when I first started making videos. Nobody would be watching me if I was the same person with the same mannerisms, with the same stuff. I evolved. I grew. I expanded my reach. I expanded my political vocabulary. That's what's necessary to win. Okay. I'm off of that. Let me go to another topic that I want. Will Tim Scott be the next to declare he's running for president? Now, Tim Scott in South Carolina, I believe Tim Scott is in South Carolina. I think it's good for him to run for president. I don't think he has any chance to win, but I think it's good for Republicans to have black people running for president too. And I know some people are going to say, it's not about race. Remember you said it wasn't, but to some people it is. You may not think it is. I don't care about race, but other people do. And we need more black Republicans to come out and run, because if we don't, it's easy for them to say they're the party of racism and white supremacy. And then it's easy to pigeonhole a few black people as puns and working for the white man. And I don't care what they say, but do other people who can be impressionable care? You look at the Democrat side or you look at the Republican side, at face value, they look like they're more inclusive and diverse than we are. And if you claim that the Democrats are for the black people, you see a ton of black people there. Hold the phone, I'll be back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Fired Up Friday. I'm a little less fired up. I'm tired now. The reason I'm tired, tired of Friday. Really, I'm tired, man. I've been getting up at like 5 a.m. every morning and leaving here and getting home at like 9 every night for the last 3 or 4 days. Bunch of stress. But let me tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for something that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. And I probably need to double up on some Relief Factor because, man, I am getting worn out. But regardless of that, if you are looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free and something that works, give Relief Factor a try. Get the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com. Look at all the beautiful reviews. These people are honest, you know. I'm literally giving a review every single day. I should just write one on there so people know I'm serious. My mother-in-law, I tell her to write one on there as well. But give it a try. Go to relieffactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. Tim Scott would be a good option to run and compete for the president of the United States of America because we need diverse thought. We need diverse competition. Donald Trump can't just be, it's just Donald Trump. It's like, no, prove that you are who we think you are. And it may not be fair, but you have to prove. That's like the starting quarterback. When you go to minicamp, bro, you better perform. You can't just say, oh, I got it in the bag. You better perform, man, because you'll lose your spot. Anyway, on this day in history, February the 3rd, in 1870, the 15th Amendment is ratified, granting black males the right to vote. And who voted for those black men to vote? It was white men. I just want to throw that out there for some people that's still missing the point. Thank God for good white men, because if it wasn't for good white men, we'll still be enslaved in Africa, probably. Let me give you the reason why. You know, people forget that, especially when you go back to history, people forget that black people enslaved black people, sold them around the world for a profit. And in the countries like in Europe and in America, North America, black people were freed as slaves a lot faster than any of these other countries on any continent. And also, we were talking about this in the car. I mean, my warehouse director, we were talking about this in the car. The lithium batteries, how do you think they're getting lithium? They're going to Africa and getting lithium, and they have to dig it up out of the ground. And they got tens of thousands of people look like ants in a hole in conditions where they're sure to die. And they're digging up this stuff. Slavery still exists. It just don't exist in America no more. Slavery still exists. Muslims have Africans in I think it's in Egypt. Maybe not in Egypt. In Northern Africa, Muslims still have black people in chains, in slavery. But nobody want to talk about that. You know, it's funny because the Choctaw Indian were the last to release black slaves in America. And they keep going back to Juneteenth. It wasn't until a year later that all black people were released. And the Choctaw Indian were the last to release. They were the last ones to own slaves. But in history, you would never know that a native owned slave. You think that the white man subjugated every black person and every native person and every ethnic group whatsoever. And that wasn't true. Indians had black people at working too. Anyway, so thank God for good men. You want to put a race on it, then I'll say white men. But if you want to be fair about it, just say good men made the decision to have black people vote. And this one thing that I never understand. Like, I've forgiven the people in this country in the past. I've forgiven them. the people who owned slaves, the people who mistreated black people. I've forgiven them a long time ago. And I almost want to use the term like Jesus, I forgive them for they know not what they do. Back then, I don't think it was that weird to them in that society as it would be today. I mean, you talk about, you use the wrong term on somebody and they say that you're discriminating and they file a lawsuit against you. Back then, you have to think about this. Slavery wasn't weird. Slavery today, there would never be slavery in America. But the concept of that people were slaves today is absolutely unfathomable. But several hundred years ago, that wasn't abnormal for people to be slaves. And then when you have a society where you have some people are slaves, just take the race out of it. Because a lot of people like to interject race because it's easy to divide. Take race out of it. Just say that if everybody in America was white, you have a group that was slaves and group that weren't slaves. Do you honestly think that for over 100 years or so, that this group was slaves and this group wasn't slaves, that one day they'll say, everybody's free, and then they all hug and give a kumbaya? It's going to take time to merge these two groups into society. And so it wouldn't be abnormal for people to be rejecting slaves being exactly the same as people who weren't slaves for whatever reason they concocted in their minds. And then when you're a kid and you grow up and your parents are saying, this is normal. This is normal. Go feed the slaves. Go do this. You didn't have a chance to have a cognitive thought on your own outside of the context of actual slaves existing. So it took time for people to grow up in that and unlearn that. So I understand the nuances of what happened in this country. And I can acknowledge that it was bad, but I also can acknowledge that we're talking about a time that's very different than today. On the law books, they used to kill people in our country through firing squad. They line you up on a wall. I think they had some people with blanks. And then some people had real bullets. And they all fire at you and kill you. You know how barbaric that sounds today? Back then, it was totally normal. Today, firing squad. Even the electric chair. They don't even put people in the electric chair anymore. Do you know how barbaric electric chair sound today? Now they give you a lethal injection and they just put you to sleep. And you snore a little bit and you're dead. Back then, they used to shock you till your eyes popped out of your head. They had to put a little sheet over your eyes so your eyeballs didn't pop out. Do you know how barbaric that sounds? So what I'm saying all that to say, understand how civilization progresses, and don't hold the sins of your ancestors and your forefathers to the nature of where we live today. We have progressed to this point. We didn't always have this nature. Even in the Bible, they were stoning people to death, hanging people on a cross, crucifying people. Back in Jesus' day, we have progressed to this point, ladies and gentlemen. We should actually be thankful for it and understand and interpret our past the way in which it should be. Hold the phone on Fired Up Friday. I think I got 3 more segments left, so stay tuned.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Listening to Fired Up Friday. It's been a long week. If you want to look at me and watch me, I mean, listen and watch me at the same time, you can do it at Salem News Channel. Go to salemnewschannel.com, download the app Salem News Channel in the search engine on your app store. Or you can get it on your Roku. Just put in Salem News Channel, Salem News Channel, and you can see that. Let me give you a couple facts here because I didn't get to run through my news script. The average child begins watching pornography at 13 years old. 10% start at 9 years old. Now, I have to do more research on this and see what the research study was specifically. But, you know, what is considered pornography? On a fully nude website or partially nude? Like, what does that even mean? Because, yeah, when I was way young at 13, you know, I was, you know, catch me up at night. I'm looking at BET Uncut. You know, I'm up here trying to look at stuff. You know, y'all grown. Back when the TV used to have the shows on it where they hunching and stuff. It wasn't like full raw pornography. It was just you know, you could see some breasts or something. And so when I was young, of course, I'd be trying to look at that and when my dad and them go to sleep, hoping he never catch me. I used to flip the remote where it was like you go to the last, you push last and it go to the last channel. And so I look at the bad channel and if I heard a noise, I push last and then it'll flip to the good channel. And you know, man, I was young. My daddy would have caught me. He knew exactly what I was doing. I thought I was really smart. However, I can see how these statistics have gotten to this point. And I think that it's gotten even worse because now parents give their children phone without any monitoring. That is crazy to me. Like my young son have a phone. He'd been having a phone since he was like 7. But the phone has a parent and protection on it. That means that he can't I have to load the numbers that can even call him. Like any number outside of that cannot communicate with him. And any download on the thing comes to the parent plan thing and I have to approve it. He can't search the internet. He can't do nothing on that phone that I don't approve. So there are certain video games that I know of and I can study them and I can approve them and he can use them on the phone. But some parents get their kids' phones and they don't even look. They don't even put any parental protection on it. Your kid can accidentally look at porn. And it'll be a bad day. All right, I'm going to give you another stat. Prosecutors say Alec Baldwin skipped gun safety training. So his malicious acts or, you know, that caused the death of that young lady is looking very, very grim for him. Let me play this clip going back to the subject matter I was talking about. Listen to another woman on The View. I mean, The View literally gives me all my content because they just get dumber and dumber. Let me let you listen to this woman on The View talk about how the American flag, what was her name? Sonny Hostin. She's talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and how it didn't live up to its expectations while she's probably making millions of dollars talking stupid on The View. Wrote a clip.
I don't know what you guys want us to do.
The problem that I have is with this narrative of American exceptionalism that we've been taught since we were kids. I mean, I set the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, all through my life in school. And then when I got into college, I took an African-American history course. And I started realizing that the actual Pledge of Allegiance doesn't apply to a lot of our citizens.
Well, they weren't quoting us.
Yeah, it hasn't met the dream of being exceptional. It hasn't met this country. It hasn't met this dream of being this beacon on a hill. And so I think the Supreme Court has already ruled you can't force anyone to take the pledge. But I think until we really meet the promise of what this country could truly be, then we shouldn't be touting us out as exceptionalists.
Ungrateful, I want to say the B word. Is it more to the clip?
Is not saying your country's perfect. I love this big, beautiful, flawed nation. We strive, and it says in the Constitution, to form a more perfect union. And that's something I think we should internalize and constantly striving for progress. One thing I take issue with, though, is I am well aware of the flaws in this country, and that's, I think, engaged citizens are the ones who are going to fix them. But there's a little bit of this narrative of, like, you know, Europe's got it all together. We're a big mess. Like, I would just point out, France bans the burqa, even though they have the largest Muslim population in Europe. As an Arab American, I'm sorry, that's racist. China, the competing global superpower against the U.S., currently has Uyghur Muslims in concentration camps as we speak. They edit black people out of films in China. Racist right there. Iran is killing women and protesters simply for not wearing the hijab properly. And by the way, some countries in Eastern Europe criminalized homosexuality until very recently. Not just said you can't get married, criminalized.
Don't forget the honor killings, where you could kill someone in the name of morality.
Those are not our friend countries, by the way.
There are other options.
Iran and China are not our friends.
But I think we put Europe at times on a pedestal. Every country on earth grapples with the issues we're dealing with, including racism. And I think we should strive to do better. We should strive to be the leader, and we're not there yet. There's more work that needs to be done. Final thing on patriotism, Ukraine.
Hold the phone. Let me tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, Relief Factor is your supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and I feel amazing. Give it a try. Don't make me talk about this Relief Factor every single day, and you ain't on there buying it. So get on there. Get you some Relief Factor for $19.95. Start with the three-week quick starter. Get it in your system, internalize it, and watch it work, and order more. I think that's like 2 + 2 = 4. That's what order, watch it work, order more. That's the same equation. It is constant. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call the number 800 for relief. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor. I want you to feel better, live better, be able to enjoy your children and move and be mobile. All of the things that I wish for myself, I wish for you by taking Relief Factor. Hold the phone, y'all. Listen to The Officer Tatum Show. I'll be back after the break.
This is The Officer Tatum Show. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to Fired Up Friday. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Go get some pillows at MyPillow. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. Get you a six-piece towel set for $49.99. Put in discount code Brandon. Let me get back on the head of these women on The View. I feel like Sunny Hostin is a complete idiot. But the other young lady made some really, really valuable points. I mean, she kind of woke a little bit because she ain't got the backbone and the spine to actually stand up on everything. So she kind of punk out when it gets a little tough. She say a few things because that's what they paid her to do. So I don't have a lot of respect for her. However, I think she made an incredible point over what Sunny Hostin said. You know how stupid that is?
I used to say the Pledge of Allegiance and like the country don't live up to what it said.
And you on The View giving a distorted view and making $1.6 million doing it.
But the country don't live up.
Capitalism has allowed you to make $1 million to talk on the television and you ain't got to be smart. She the dumbest woman on TV making $1 million. Top 1% earner in the country, and you almost cussed. And you being and complaining. What are you complaining about? And the other young lady made an incredible point by saying, okay, yeah, go live in these other countries and see what happened. Go live in another country and see how much you like America.
The Pledge of Allegiance, I used to say it, and I didn't even mean.
Yeah, these people are just dumb. They're so ungrateful. Just the ungratefulness of some of these people is just mind-blowing to me. We live in the greatest country on planet Earth. There's no other place that any one of us want to live. You may watch some Hallmark video during the holidays and think you want to go live in Europe. You don't want to live in Europe? Talk about racism. How many black people live in Europe? Okay, that's what I thought. How many black people are moving to Europe? People ain't trying to die to get over to Europe. They dying to get to America. And the funny thing about it is the dumb people that live here in America are the ones that don't like it. People, they on boats and walking 40 miles. I mean, more than 40, hundreds of miles just to have a chance to be in America. And the dummies that are here make $1 million on TV, they're just not living up to what it said. Not everybody get the American experience. You got people coming over here, can't even speak English, and they got landscaping companies. And y'all too lazy to do nothing with your time. It's not your fault. It's not the country's fault that you dumb. It's not the country's fault you don't want to work. They got nothing to do with America. America ain't bad because you want to go to prison. You the one want to go rob people. You the one want to sell drugs. They ain't got nothing to do with America. And thank God America isn't as punitive as other countries. Look at what's his name? Tate. Andrew Tate now. I got to do a video about that. I heard that Andrew Tate, the girls that was supposed to be against him came out and said that they lied and that they didn't coerce him. They used to work for Andrew Tate and everything they did was willful. And the judge was like, I think they lying. They're victims and they're lying. You got to think, they've been sitting in jail and they ain't got no charges against them. You know, they're detained in jail. No charges. Imagine living in a country like that. We live in a country where a fool get caught on camera killing somebody and they got to go to trial to prove his innocence or to prove his guilt. In our country, you're innocent until proven guilty. You need more than reasonable suspicion to sit in a jail somewhere, except if you're on January 6th and you decide to go and take a selfie in the Capitol. They still got some of them in prison. But in this country, for the most part, the justice system is very fair. And a lot of time our country take pride and put a lot of effort into making sure it's balanced and fair. I want to play another clip. And this is totally off subject, but I want to play a clip of this female athlete. Because I feel like this young lady got more courage than just about half of the athletes, because they always try to pitch these athletes to go political. And this is what she said. Wrote a clip from the young lady.
I don't know what you guys want us to do about it. Like, talk about it. I don't know what's the goal here that is continuously brought up. And these incidents that, in my opinion, have nothing to do with players, but somehow you keep dragging players into it. So what's the goal here? I think you should ask yourself that question, not me.
See, I love that she talked like this, because all they do is pitch these athletes or try to pitch them in the corner and give commentary. And this, in this situation, she was giving commentary on Russia and Ukraine, and she, or they tried to pitch her to do that because there were some protests locally at the Open that she was participating in. But, you know, I'm glad she stood up for herself, because stop asking athletes about political stuff. Stop asking athletes about political stuff. Let them be athletes. Let them give commentary on the golf swing and all of the above. Stop trying to make them give political commentary, because what you're doing is you're trying to make these people with influence and gear them into making a decision to support something and using their influence against them. That's what my thoughts are. But anyway, how much time I got before the break? If you're calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-724. I got a whole bunch of people calling in. I don't know what I've been doing. Let me, I'm going to try to get as many people as possible in the last segment. I'm literally only going to do callers in the last segment. So I want you to give me one statement. Hey, B. Tatum, great show. I want to say this. Just give me a quick statement so I get everybody in before the break and before the weekend. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break in 30 seconds. So let me fill this with some more to say. You listen to The Officer Tatum Show. Go follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Salem News Channel. Go look at Salem News Channel. You can see me and hear me at the same time. SalemNewsChannel.com. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around.
Gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Off Statement Show. Let me get you guys in real quick. Remember, one statement. Sean, can you guys give the caller 30 seconds and cut the call if they can't get it in 30 seconds? All right, I think we can get all you guys in here. You got 30 seconds once I bring you on. Robert from North Carolina, welcome to the Off Statement Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. I just like to say thank you for your service. And you are a voice of truth in this chaos we are dealing with.
Thank you so much, Robert. God bless you. I love that. It really makes me feel good, and I'm really glad that the Lord is using me in that way. Jeff from Ohio, welcome to the Off Statement Show.
Why don't you run for president?
No, really.
Really, we're serious.
Thank you.
We love you. God bless you.
Love you too, man. Thank you, guys. You know, people have said that. Maybe one day when I get older, I might. I don't want the drama, but like, I feel like people just ain't real. Like, I just think I'm a real authentic person. And like, I wish that somebody was like me that was the president, to be honest. Maybe, you know, kind of a little better than me, but close. Let me go with TJ from Chicago. TJ, welcome to the Off Statement Show.
Hey, what's going on, Brad and Tatum? Man, I think that the truth all day long, that's what I'm hearing from you and your souls. And God bless you. You know what I'm saying? Thank Jesus Christ. I know he's got, man, a lot of work for you to do. I see you doing it all day with the gear, the merch you got. I mean, all that stuff is just everything. Like, dude, you got something really great going on. I'm always praying that, you know, he's got you guided on the right everything. It looks like that's what you're doing. So, I mean, every man, dude, you're doing a great job for my whole family. Everybody watches you.
I appreciate it, JT. Thank you so much, man. God bless you, and God bless your family for supporting me, man. You know, you guys are really building my spirits right now. Is that AI? Al, I said AI. Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Al from North Texas, or North Dallas, yes, Texas.
Yes, Officer Tatum, we followed you from the beginning of the segment when you were talking about Donald Trump needs to realize it's not 2016 anymore and nobody should have voted for Biden at all. I think it's because we're in the ethos of conservative talk radio all day, and we know what's going on, but we forget there's 250 million people in this country that's getting all their news from television and the fake media, so they don't know. And that's right. Why they voted for Biden. But 100%. Also, could you please play Teddy Pendergrass going out on the next break with Come Go With Me?
Okay, we'll see if we can do it. This is our last break. Al, thank you so much for giving the commentary. I really appreciate it. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if Sean can get that Teddy Pendergrass for you real quick. But thank you guys. God bless you. I hope you guys have a phenomenal weekend. And thank to all of you guys who say hello to me in public, man.
Come on and go with me.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.